By then the thermometer gave -7 degrees centigrade outside. Captain Nemo led me to the galley where a huge distilling mechanism was at work, supplying drinking water via evaporation. The mechanism was loaded with water, and the full electric heat of our batteries was thrown into coils awash in liquid. In a few minutes the water reached 100 degrees centigrade. It was sent to the pumps while new water replaced it in the process. The heat generated by our batteries was so intense that after simply going through the mechanism, water drawn cold from the sea arrived, boiling hot, at the body of the pump. The steaming water was injected into the icy water outside, and after 3 hours had passed, the thermometer gave the exterior temperature as -6 degrees centigrade. That was 1 degree gained. 2 hours later, the thermometer gave only -4 degrees. After I monitored the operation's progress, double-checking it with many inspections, I told the captain, "It's working." "I think so," he answered me. "We've escaped being crushed. Now we have only asphyxiation to fear." During the night, the water temperature rose to -1 degrees centigrade. The injections couldn't get it to go a single degree higher. But since salt water freezes only at -2 degrees, I was finally assured that there was no danger of it solidifying. By the next day, March 27, 6 meters of ice had been torn from the socket. Only 4 meters were left to be removed. That still meant 48 hours of work. The air couldn't be renewed in the Nautilus's interior. Accordingly, that day it kept getting worse. An unbearable heaviness weighed me down. Near 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this agonizing sensation affected me to an intense degree. Yawns dislocated my jaws. My lungs were gasping in their quest for that enkindling elastic fluid required for breathing, now growing scarcer and scarcer. My mind was in a daze. I lay outstretched, strength gone, nearly unconscious. My gallant Conseil felt the same symptoms, suffered the same sufferings, yet never left my side. He held my hand, he kept encouraging me, and I even heard him mutter, "Oh, if only I didn't have to breathe, to leave more air for master." It brought tears to my eyes to hear him say these words.